Fishing trip is very, very popular, John Lopez. We're raising money for Star of Hope. It is our hope for the holidays auction, if you will, or auctions throughout the day. Right now, the fishing trip with 26 minutes remaining is up to $1,500.
$1,600 about to be.
$1,600 is what it's about to be. So 713-572-4610. If you get in, you get to go fishing with Scott Knoll, the legend, the host of the Bite Me podcast, one of the most influential fishermen in the entire state. You get two new rods and reels.
Two new rods.
Rods.
From Fishing Tackle Unlimited. You get Miralure and DOA lures, a goodie bag from them. And these are quality. Anybody who knows, all my people that are bidding on this, that no fishing, no Miralure and DOA. And you're going to be able to be with Scott, Captain Scott, a real pioneer in the industry. Everybody recognizes that. He's worked at rod companies and outdoors companies and sunglass companies, and he knows everything there is to know about the industry. You're going to learn a lot, just like you do on the Bite Me podcast.
And if you want to text your bid in, you can text 713-572-4610. Just give your the amount of money you want to bid, your phone number, and your email address. Text 713-572-4610 if you want to bid on that. Right now we're doing the Think Tank, though. And if you want to bid during the Think Tank, just call 832-430-2946. 832-430-2WIN if you want to bid on this package that we got about 25 minutes left for. But right now, J-Lo, you know what time it is.
You're darn right we do.
The number one segment in the nation, the number one segment in the country, the number one segment this side of the Mississippi, the number one segment in all of Houston, Loophole Stand Up. It's the In the Loop Think Tank, 713-572-4610 to get in. Start your statement with, I think that. Don't ask us how we're doing because nobody gives a damn. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
What do you do? What do you do, fellas? Money Mike in the house.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Hey, I think I would be remiss if I didn't say before I spit these words of wisdom out on this Friday in the year of our Lord, if we don't give Figgy Fig a little love for all the work he's done this week on that Star of Hope, can I get a race car, please?
Sure.
Race car!
He has a point.
Thank you very kindly. So let me leave y'all with this on a Friday afternoon, gentlemen. Everyone comes with baggage. Find someone who loves you enough to help you unpack. Good afternoon.
Yes.
Dude,
yes.
How is he so good at this?
He's really good at this.
Don't tell me if there's a secret, because Money Mike really does make me feel better when he calls into the Think Tank. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hey, I think Houston is going to completely wax the New York Jets this weekend. J.J., Merciless, and Clowney are going to get in the sack column. We're going to have four turnovers and take them out.
There you go. I'm right there with you. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hey, you're right, this redneck here. That's right, boy. Hey, we ain't laughing today, fellas. On a serious note, I think what y'all are doing with the Star is awesome. I could say myself, I've been homeless before. I've been through some tough times, and any donation, whatever it is, it just means that much more to that person. So, you know, thank you guys. I really appreciate what y'all are doing.
Hey, hold on a second. Let me ask you a question, because I say this all the time. There's a connotation that is deserved oftentimes with people who are homeless, that it's like people just, you know, drug addicts and all. That is not the case. I mean, sometimes the difference
it is not. No,
sometimes
it's
the difference go ahead.
No, well, yeah. Sorry to cut you off. My earlier days, you know, I made some mistakes and I paid for it. You know, in my 20s, and no one would give me a shot. And thankfully, you know, 2 years ago, a mutual friend introduced me to my boss now, and you know, I'm just grateful for you know, for everything, you know, that, you know, for the second chance, and that's exactly what it is. That's what this is.
That's fantastic. Good deal.
It's awesome, man. Racist Redneck. I think he's coming tomorrow. I think he's going to be at a watch party tomorrow. So we're gonna get to meet the Racist Redneck. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yo, give me the tank, and I might just chill, but I'm the type that like to hype another fight, so y'all look here. To all haters that hating on my Texans, a question. If y'all ain't got no team, then why you flexing? Impressed when Deshaun rips off a bomb that goes for 60. Man, Trubisky got picked before my man. That's something risky. Don't pick D. We be in that chip before it's over. Then that chip that's on my shoulder's gonna blow off like a soldier. OB be coaching soldiers that don't fold under the pressure. They get better, but no cheddar. If you cheesing, we the shredder. I'll give you one that's even better. Watch us creep up on the two spot. Look who's hot and who's not. Loopholes, who do you got? West Texan, baby. Get your popcorn ready.
There you go. West Texan.
I love it.
I like it. Yeah. That's what's up.
Yep.
What's wrong? Dang phones.
Yeah.
You're going to think take go. Line four is messing up. You're going to think take go.
Yes. I think since Freddie D is out the door, you should probably bring Cody Stutz back to the show. He had good takes and was quite funny. I never tasted the food from his mummy. Shout out to the Loophole Legends and have a good day. The think tank once again has been best. By the Coca-Cola Slanger, baby. Oh,
baby.
The Slanger. My man right there. You're on the think tank. Go.
Orale, vato.
Hey, vato. What's up?
Hey, vato. This weather got me a little frisky. So, Lauren, if you're listening, girl, let me tell you something. You got any Mexican in you? Because I'll give you some.
F-bomb Lauren's got the loopholes going nuts.
She's got them all up in arms.
Lauren is bad. Hey, Frazier here. Hey, I dropped the ball yesterday, man. Y'all starting to think tank a little early, man. You know I'm a UPS man, so I'm out here getting it. But no, man, I was trying to say Fred, not Freddie. Freddie, you doing your thing, man. Keep pushing. I know they working you, man. But, hey, man, Fred, man, we missed that dude, man. I want to know, and I think all the rest of my loophole homies want to know, too. Man, what's the real scoop, man? What happened to my boy, man?
He's got some bread. He got that oil and gas bread.
Yeah. Man, we would have chipped in, man. I would have donated to keep my boy around, man. We could have did a GoFundMe.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, my Venmo got shut down after week one of the NFL season, or else I would have tried myself. But yeah, he's on that oil and gas, man.
I respect that. I respect y'all. Have a good one.
The two baby mamas probably doesn't help with decisions like that.
That,
you know?
That hurts.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Hi there. It's the bootleg Gunther calling. I'm just calling to say that yesterday I did mail it in, but I also texted a little special something in for you, Mr. Bougie. But anyway, I think that the Texans are going still to be in the number two spot. También.
Spanish.
I know that before my people. You know, I'm partially Italian, Russian, English, Spaniard. I'm a mutt, and my daddy was Jewish.
Oh, man. The bootleg goof was talking Spanish.
You're on the think tank, go.
All right, one more thing, right? Shredder here. Why don't y'all put Lauren on the block? See if she can raise y'all some money. Maybe, auction it off for a day or something. What you think about that?
Wants to sell flesh.
Put her on the block. Apparently, you don't have to put her on the block. You just have to be an assistant coach.
He wants us to be pimps.
You're on
literally.
The think tank. Go.
Hi, this is Lauren, and I just want to let that Mexican guy know that I don't even like chorizo, and that I'm going to the coach's game this Saturday, and I'm going to be supporting his balls on my chin.
That's a dumper.
Right.
Yeah. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think that Cam Newton needs to stop whining and keep that broom in his locker because Saints are sweeping him again.
Oh, my bad. I thought you probably had more to say. I'm sorry. You're on the think tank. Go.
Hello. This is Gupta again. And I think the Oski Voski I just had at Think Tank Dank has got me smelling colors. And I smell a red, white, and blue beatdown. Go Texans, baby!
Did he say he was just smoking with Think Tank Dank?
Yeah. Think Tank Dank. Think Tank Dank has that dank. By the way, the bid right now, $1,600 if you want to get in on that fishing trip for Star of Hope. $1,600. We're going to announce our next one coming up probably at about 105. But $1,600 right now, 832-430-2946, or text your bid to 713-572-4610. Think Tank, if you want to get in, 713-572-4610 to get in as well. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
If y'all put Lauren on the block, I need to take her to Mickey D's and give her some glovin'.
McLovin? Now we know what they're going to do with their paychecks.
You're on the Think Tank. Go. Man, what is this Lauren girl's got people mm-hmm. going crazy. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of mad that L-Mac still hasn't called in. She listens all the time. She listens while she's cleans her house.
She's wandering around in Walmart
pajama pants. Yeah, she's a Pittsburgh LMAC listener. She has three kids. She's a Houstonian, but she moved to Pittsburgh, and she's already wearing pajama pants to the store. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
All right. I saw the Chargers beat the Chiefs last night. I saw the Chiefs lose to the...
God dang it, choke.
Man, that is a choke job. That's B-Rabbit if I've ever heard it. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think shower sex is overrated. And on that note, bring back Cody Stoops.
It's Cody Stoops.
How is that related?
Is it Cody Stoops? Yeah, how is Cody Stoops in a shower related? That's news to me.
Shower sex.
I could do one thing if you said, I think that sausage pizza is overrated. And on that note, bring back Cody Stoops. Like, what do you mean
that's,
shower?
That's different.
Shower and Cody Stoops. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that it's cold outside. My wife's pajamas is getting wrapped up for a Christmas present, so I think I have to do something else to keep it warm tonight.
Okay.
All right.
Lay it down like a crook.
You and Cody.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
The heck with Lauren. When y'all going to put Lisa Ann up for auction?
I think she's already up for auction, but I don't know. I haven't been on her social media in a while.
If you can afford it.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yo, yo, Sammy J.
What's up?
Hey, I think Figgy Fig is doing a great job. J-Lo, you're doing a great job. Landry, yeah, whatever, Landry. Oh, anyways, hot take here.
Damn.
I think the Houston Astros will sign Bryce Harper in the next 2 weeks. There you go.
We were talking about that off air. Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You think Bryce Harper would fit in here? Does he seem like a guy that would fit into this loving clubhouse that they got going on with the Astros?
I don't know. I think the clubhouse has helped. I mean, there's been some. Look what they did with, what's his name?
Osuna. Yeah, but is he really like a flamboyant guy like Bryce Harper?
Yeah, but I'm saying that there's a disruption, flamboyance, whatever you want to call it. You know, I think they can make it fit. Now, you can't have too many of those guys.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that them Jets are going to run all over this team. They're going to beat them up, and I'm going to be able to dance in front of everybody when I'm at watch party. Ryan already said that I could do a little victory dance if them Jets put them in the ground. Thank you, Ryan McCredden. You're the best ever. Thank you for getting me in.
By the way, Pave Tex, I'll take it this far. If the Texans lose to the Jets, I'll let you bring in the 10-20 segment.
Oh, really?
That's how confident I am. I will let Pave Tex start
on Monday.
The 10-20 overreaction segment belongs to Pave Tex if the Texans lose to the Jets.
That's a bold promise, right?
It's a promise.
That's a bold promise.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yeah, I think if the Astros sign Bryce Harper, it's going to be just as bad as Carmelo coming to Houston.
Damn, that's strong. By the way, we're up to 1650 now on the fishing trip. 713-572-4610. Text your bid in. Just text your name
closing
and phone number.
Closing in 14 minutes.
Closing in 14 minutes. 832-430-2946 if you want to get in on it. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think bringing back Kobe Smoots is a bad idea. So I'm going to do a quick imitation of Kobe Kobe Snoots Uh-oh. For the guy who wants a bat. Here we go.
Shout out to Cody. That's my
Come on, man.
That's one of my really, really good friends, Cody. But I don't know. I can't say that impression was that off.
Exactly. No doubt about it. All right.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think if you go to a company Christmas party and drink too much, you better have about five brothers to keep you out of jail. So shout out to my boys at Bulldog Security Services. Love you guys.
So you're saying you had a bit much last night, huh?
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Yes. Think Tank.
Hey,
tank.
Man. Gupta's over here on the ground. Do you think I need to call an ambulance or something?
you wouldn't know.
Those are expensive.
We would.
Those are expensive, bro.
I'm just saying he's seeing colors and stuff. But, I don't think LMAC would call in because I don't know if she has anything good to say if Twitter's any judge of that.
You think she's negative?
You said it, not me. So I got a little ditty for y'all. Texans and Cowboys win. You know the Pats will lose. AFC South champions, and now we're seated number two. What a weekend this will be. Nice and full and hearty. So hopefully I can get off work tomorrow and meet all y'all at the Texans watch party.
Yeah, I hope you can.
TD. You're on the think tank. Go.
Hey, Rocco Landry.
What up?
Last time you guaranteed a win, you went to Vegas with everybody's cash.
And lost my Venmo account.
Yeah, and then you come back. The Patriots beat the hell out of us. And then you say, I don't got no ticket to prove to y'all that I didn't spend all the money. What happened?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he didn't get my bet down.
Your bet cost me $100
because I put it towards the Texans. That's not my fault.
And quite honestly, my fears as far as not wanting to see the tickets backfired anyways because I lost my Venmo account.
That was the whole reason. I'm waiting for
the IRS letter next. And you loopholes titled it Texans Patriots bets. I look like a damn bookie.
Just use an emoji.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Hey, I don't know what LMAC's going to contribute. This ain't Weird Word Wednesday.
What is Weird Word Wednesday, by the way, Garrett?
I guess
she comes up with a word for Bloomer to say on air. Like,
what's up with her and Bloomer? I feel like they had something going on.
I sure hope not. She's married with kids.
Okay. What's your point?
She's going to be so mad at us.
Right, she always is.
So how does that even start? Did Jeff Bloom just say, hey, just give me a word to say?
I think she was stalking him via Twitter. And
stalking? Yeah. Like Stacey?
Well, like...
Where's Hot Take Stacey at? Is she all embarrassed now because we caught her
trying to find Clint Sterner.
Like, look, Hot Take Stacey, I know you're old school and stuff, but where I'm from, you can at least slide into Clint Sterner's DMs or something like that. Don't just sit there and tell him how hot he is. You're a married woman. What is she doing?
It's okay to say that guy's hot, but she was really, really all about it.
She said she couldn't control herself.
Mm-hmm.
All right, where are we at right now, Figgy? 1650?
Right now, 1650, yes.
All right, $1,650 for our fishing dream package. Tell them what all they get, J-Lo, because they got 10 minutes still here to bid. We're trying to get it up to at least $2,000. We're really, really, really close to our goal. And by the way, the Dream Golf Package has been sold as well.
Yes.
So the St. Andrews bucket list golf item, it went for $5,000, 5 nights at the main castle at St. Andrews. Mm-hmm. Everything that entails. They got an $8,000 value for $5,000. So congratulations to them. But we still have 10 minutes remaining on the fishing package. We've almost got enough to get that van for Star of Hope. So keep it coming. We're trying to get to $2,000. Tell them what they will win if they bid on it. And it is tax deductible, by the way.
Absolutely. It's tax deductible. You're going to fish with a legend. It's Captain Scott Knoll, a true pioneer. That's just not hyperbole. That is proven. He's a fly fishing and conventional fishing expert, but he kind of implemented fly fiching in Texas, and he's got a poling skiff, brand new one, by the way, from Sabine Skiffs, and he's a wildlife photographer that has been in national magazines and won national awards, won national redfish tournaments. He does the Bite Me podcast with me. That's a lot of fun, but he's out of Port O'Connor. He's going to take you on a full-day trip. Obviously, the stories are incredible. It's going to be a poling trip. You're going to be able to sight cast redfish. And, of course, you're going to get two new rods as well, courtesy of Fishing Tackle Unlimited. You're going to get MiraLure and DOA lures, which are fantastic and at the top shelf.
Up to $1,750 right now, by the way.
It's up to $1,750.
$1,750 right now with 8 minutes remaining.
All right, that is fantastic, and it's going to be all that. You might even find yourself in pictures in a national magazine, and I'm trying to find it right now because I can't remember, but it was Texas Saltwater Fishing Magazine as well.
So $1,750 right now. We got someone that just says that they bid for $2,000. If you see that one right there, Figgy, we got it up to $2,000. We got 8 minutes left. Our goals are being reached. Let's just surpass those goals. Keep the money coming for the kids, for the Star of Hope. It's a great cause. It's tax deductible. 713-572-4610. If you want to get in on that, we're going to announce our next package next. We're also going to go around the NFL. It is a huge week for the Houston Texans and the rest of the NFL. A lot of things could happen. A lot of things will be decided. We're going to dive in on that. We're going to dive in on this fishing trip, and we're going to keep raising money for the Star of Hope. Next on In the Loop with John Landry, Figgy, and Brandon Porter on WatchInTheLoop.com.